It is the debate day after, and the two presidential candidates have decidedly different takes on how things went. John Yang begins our coverage with this report.
12 hours after stepping off the debate stage, Hillary Clinton was back on her campaign plane, sounding upbeat.
Well, we had a great time last night.
The real point is about temperament and fitness and qualification to hold the most important, hardest job in the world. And I think people saw last night some very clear differences between us.
Clinton said some of Donald Trump's debate statements were demonstrably untrue and dismissed one of his grievances about their face-off.
Anybody who complains about the microphone is not having a good night.
Trump told reporters after the debate that his mic was defective and suggested it was on purpose. He also claimed that moderator Lester Holt of NBC News was tougher on him than on Clinton. Trump insists he came out ahead anyway.
I was asked about my tax returns, which I've told about 500 times. I think I did really well in answering those questions, but those questions are not answerable in a positive light.
Last night, Clinton opened up a new front in the battle for women's votes. At the end of the debate, she spoke of the case of a former Miss Universe.
He loves beauty contests, supporting them and hanging around them. And he called this woman Miss Piggy. Then he called her Miss Housekeeping because she was Latina. Donald, she has a name.
Where did you find
her?
Her name is Alicia Machado. Where did you find her?
And she has become a U.S. citizen, and you can bet she's going to vote this November.
Okay, good.
The Clinton campaign quickly released a web video of Machado, a Clinton supporter, criticizing Trump.
Hello, Miss Piggy. Hello, Miss Housekeeping.
This morning, the Republican nominee fired back on Fox News.
She gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem. Not only that, her attitude, and we had a real problem with her.
This afternoon at a town hall meeting with Latinos in Miami, Trump mentioned the debate only briefly.
It was an interesting evening, certainly, and big league, definitely big league.
In North Carolina, an energized Clinton relived a memorable moment from the debate.
You know, at one point he was kind of digging me for spending time off the campaign trail to get prepared. And I said, yeah. You know what? I did prepare, and I'll tell you something else I prepared for. I prepared to be president of the United States, and I think that's good.
Early ratings show that more than 81 million people tuned in last night, a record for a presidential debate. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
We'll take a closer look at some of last night's debating points and hear from a representative of each campaign after the news summary.